What does it mean, the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings in the recollection of the Sangha? It's a way of classification with the in terms of entry into the noble paths or into realization. And there's four stages of realization: stream entry, once returner, non-returner, and fully enlightened being, arahant, sotapanna, sakadagami, anagami, arahant. And so there's four, and then there's a path and fruition, so that those who are on the path to stream entry and its fruition, those who are on the path to once returner and its fruition, those who are on the path to non-returning and its fruition, those who are on the path to arahantship and its fruition. So that there's those are the four pairs, and then the eight kinds of noble beings. So that and there's a, say, in the commentarial tradition, the way they line it up is that the actual path and fruition are tied to each other, so that it's there's the realization of the path, and then it's within a very short time, mind moments, and then there's the realization of the fruition. There's a few discourses in the canon that make it clear, the suttas, where the description is certainly somebody who is on the path. It could be a long period of time, years even, before there's a fruition. So that's and to me that's makes much more sense. So the sutta tradition, I think, is probably a much clearer description, that there's those who are sort of, they've got an insight into what is the path, what's the practice, what the actual goal is, but they have still to have that full realization of that, and it could be a very very quick insight and realization, or it could take time for that to come to fruition. So that's four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings. It is a bit mysterious when you're chanting it.